Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the long one. If you don't like to type, here's the short one, jbsba.com, jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there and all the other things you can do as well, including listen to dozens and dozens of archives of interviews that we've done, that we've conducted with our outstanding Brain Trust member, Elise Benin, who's one of our top promotional experts, marketing experts. She's the lady who helps us all put our best foot forward, whether it be in person, online, or wherever. She's the author of many books, including Self-Promotion Online, including Designing Better Websites, and she's our good friend. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Did you know that on this day in 1946, the bikini bathing suit was unveiled?
I've heard that.
Isn't this a great day in history? And obviously it was in Paris. The French are good for some things, I've now determined.
Mm-hmm.
And I even know who the model was.
Who?
Micheline. That's it. Micheline Bernardini.
Uh-huh.
How about that? So you got to come to this show to get these kinds of important facts.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that I want to talk about networking, and part of networking is having something to say.
Exactly.
So I could easily just hang up right now and go out into the world and start telling people this little nugget that you shared with me.
This little invaluable little nugget.
Do you think that would make for good networking?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, it'd be like the anti-network. Well, I don't know. It depends on whether you're talking to a guy or a girl, I guess.
Mm-hmm, true.
The guys would be interested in that topic, I think.
But you can only go so far with it.
You're right. That's the reason I have you here, see, because that's all I have to talk about. But I brought you on the show because I know you've got some really good stuff for us.
Well, actually, something related to what we're talking about.
That would help.
Yes, is that I just think it's really important when you are out there talking to people, anyone really, but specifically at business-related events, that you are setting the foundation for your follow-up as you're meeting people.
So you're already, when you're meeting people, you're already thinking about the next step?
Exactly, because what happens often is people get back to their offices and they have this bunch of cards and maybe they wrote down what they talked about with that person, but usually they didn't. And then they want to follow up, but they don't know what to say.
Right.
So if you think about it while you're talking to people and use some of the strategies for setting the foundation for follow-up, then you won't have that obstacle, because that obstacle often prevents people from actually doing their follow-up.
Well, what would that look like?
Well, for example, finding out as much as you can. I mean, you know what they say about asking questions instead of talking about yourself when you're networking, but asking questions that will elicit answers to which you can say, oh, I know someone you should talk to, or, oh, I just read an article that you might be interested in, and planting that seed for the follow-up.
So give them a little something for you having been there.
Mm-hmm. Or make a little promise to them that you will follow up so that they're expecting it. That also helps you, motivate you to do it.
Or if you have something that's valuable to them, get them to promise or to tell them that get them to follow up with it.
How do you mean?
With you. Well, in other words, let's say that if you said, that you knew someone, and they said, well, you know, I'd like to meet that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say, well, why don't you call, if you'll call me tomorrow, I'll work that out.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. It's especially if it's something that you have that they would help them.
Yes.
And I guess my point is there sometimes you can sort of give them the homework instead of you having the homework.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you were going to let them get away. You know, you were going to follow up with them. But sort of, you know, it kind of sometimes it helps to let somebody else follow up.
Well, it's always an indication of the seriousness of their interest, if they actually do it, or how quickly they do it.
Right.
So I actually don't always follow up immediately. I wait a day or two to see if someone else will follow up with me first.
Well, you don't want to pounce.
You don't want to pounce. You know, I'm reading this book by Keith Ferrazzi, Never Eat Alone.
Right.
And
Keith's been a guest on the show with that
mm-hmm.
book.
And he actually recommends, like, instantly following up, sending them an email mm-hmm. message. I'm not sure I agree with that personally.
Well, instantly, like if the next day you want to send them a quick email, enjoyed meeting you, hope I see you again soon, or whatever, I don't have a big problem with that. But it would be something that they could read quickly and discard. But to call them back the next day or maybe go see them or something like that, I think that's a little too quick.
You know,
unless that was part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. It really depends on the situation. But about a year ago, maybe it was a little bit longer now, I was waiting for a client in a hotel lobby in Manhattan, and I started talking to someone because that's what I do, and he was sitting there with his computer, and we had a nice chat, and it turns out he was interested in what I did. And then my client came, and we said hello, and then we said goodbye, and we walked away. And when I got home, there was an email message from him that he had written as soon as we walked away.
Yeah.
Following up. And that was kind of wow.
Well, he was right there. He was obviously in a hot spot. He logged
mm-hmm.
on. He was logged on, and he wrote you a quick note, which that was a good idea. I like that.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah. So what else? You know, networking really has a lot of different facets these days, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, you just mentioned, you know, the walk up, the unexpected meeting. That's one good example.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing how much when you meet somebody just by walking over and shaking their hand and telling them who you are when you have that opportunity? Isn't it amazing how often that can turn into if not an opportunity, a business opportunity, at least an acquaintance or maybe even a friend?
Absolutely. And people are so afraid of starting conversations with strangers.
Right.
But I've had so many incredible things happen as a result of that. Just that simple effort. And, you know, I take public transportation a lot because I live in the city. But so that makes it easier. But still, I think anyone can be anywhere, you know, at the supermarket or walking the dog. I was at the gym the other day, and I met someone who was interested in what I did. And I said, well, let me give you my card. And he said, you have your card at the gym? I'm like, yeah.
You said, duh.
Uh-huh.
You meet a lot of people walking your dog, don't you? Don't you, Elise?
I don't have a dog yet. I'm getting one.
Are you serious? Not. You got cats, Elise.
I know.
We can't have this. The cats aren't going to let you do that. They're going to call me and tell me not to let you do that. Stand by, Elise. 20 after, we'll be right back with our good friend Elise Bennin. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Elise Bennin. We're talking about networking. Elise, give us your website, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Now, you still got your marketing programs going on, your Buzz Marketing programs?
Yes, yes. And I have my coaching program. It's mm-hmm. all explained there. And lately I've been, you know, I send out these every other week quick tips from Marketing Mentor.
Right, right.
And I've been recording them so people can listen to them on the site also.
Wow.
Kind of cool.
Get to listen to your voice and get smart, too. That it doesn't get any better than that, at least.
That's right.
Yeah, I can see people flocking there, too.
I'm serious.
I'm not joking. You have a great voice.
Thank you.
Now, and that's marketing-mentor.com.
That's right.
All right, and they can click on the little voice pieces for free?
Yeah.
You're giving it away?
Giving it away.
I'm so proud of you. But if they want you to help them to be more effective as leaders, as managers, as marketers, as networkers, that's how you make your living, isn't it?
That's right. I teach people everything they need to know about marketing. Completely
right.
Tailored program.
Right. So check that out, folks, at marketing-mentor.com. As you know, Elise is the best. All right. What else do we need to talk about with regard to networking?
Well, I just am really interested in the idea of connecting with the right people, because, you know, you can be random about who you network with, and there's definitely a lot to be said for that, as we were saying before, because you never know who you're going to meet and what they're going to need. But I also think that we need to be strategic about who we connect with, who we get to know. And in this book, Never Eat Alone, he goes through 7 different professions.
Keith Ferrazzi, the author of that book.
Uh-huh. Yes, thank you. Of people who he considers super connectors. And I just wanted to list them a little bit.
Okay.
Because I think they're really interesting. One is restaurateurs. So if you go to the same restaurant a lot, you get to know the owner, and he knows everybody, and he will introduce you to everyone he knows.
Right. We also, the insurance industry calls these people centers of influence.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I talked about that when he was on the show. I like the super connector term, though. That's a little more universal.
Right, because you have to think about who knows a lot of people that you don't know. You know, you don't want someone who knows the same people you know. You
right.
want people, connectors are people who know a lot of people in other spheres.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think of these relationships, I think of them two ways. Number one is communities. Mm-hmm. This person has lots of other communities. And I like to think of it as circles. Imagine those communities as circles. And a super connector has a lot of different circles out there, and they overlap somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get from one circle to the other. Just imagine, you know, drawing a bunch of circles that connect, and this person is in the middle. He or she is the nexus of
exactly.
all those circles.
Yeah. One of the other categories is headhunters, since mm-hmm. they're constantly calling people.
Mm-hmm.
Lobbyists. Who are also, you know, in the business of reaching out to people in power, especially. PR people, of course, who spend
right.
their whole day calling people.
Right.
And are in a great position to also give you publicity. You know, I have this whole thing about, I have a book proposal out there called From Awkward to Assertive about
right.
how to teach people who are shy to get over it, basically.
Mm-hmm. Have you done that, Elise?
Have I done what?
Uh-huh. Have you gone from being shy to being assertive?
Not yet. I'm working on it.
I think you've got that perfected, at least.
I learned about it by writing about it.
Right.
And there was an article in Crain's New York Business last week about how being shy is detrimental to your career, no matter what business
mm-hmm.
you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went looking on the web. I Googled the guy who wrote the article. And I found that he had created a meetup group. Do you know what that is?
No.
A meetup group is basically a group of people that come together first on the web to join, and then they meet in person over a particular topic. So this
mm-hmm.
is called the Shy Meetup Group.
This is not a speed dating group or anything, right?
No, no.
Okay.
But
right.
I don't know what happens in that group, because this is basically a group of people who have trouble meeting other people. So they're coming together to kind of talk about it and facilitate it.
Do you think ladies have more of a challenge networking than guys do?
Why?
I'm asking the questions here, Elise.
No, I don't. I don't think it's gender related.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying there was no judgment in that.
I'm just asking a simple question.
I think it's personality. I think it's you know, sometimes it's mood. When I give my workshops, I like to say, you don't have to be up to network. You just have to be open, because so many people think they have to psych themselves up or be,
right.
you know, in a good mood or something like that. And I don't think it's true. I think actually that feeling gets in the way of talking to people and being open.
My favorite networker is Ivan Meisner, with president of Business Network International.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, givers gain.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you go into any networking situation hoping to be able to find a way to give the other person something, that's when you gain the most.
Absolutely. And it has to be genuine.
I know you agree with that. At least give us your website again one more time.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
It's so darn good to have you back. I don't know what to do, Elise. Let's do it again real soon, okay?
Okay.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, it's official. She is the best. She'll be back. Quick break. Right back after these messages with our good friend Don Lambro. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.